Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Today on the LA Report,
we are looking at a solar eclipse.
We watch the solar eclipse with the youth of Los Angeles and get reports from the Path of Totality in Mexico and Michigan. There's going to be a major audit of LA's homeless services. Today, a judge is expected to choose who that auditor will be. And if you've had bad allergies recently, turns out all that rain we got may be making your sinuses flare up. It's Monday, April 8th. I'm Adolfo Guzman Lopez in for Nick Roman. This is the LA Report from LAist 89.3. Did you see it? The Great American Solar Eclipse came to town this morning, and students across Southern California left their classrooms and looked up at the sky to catch a glimpse. Students at Carpenter Community Charter School in Studio City put on their protected glasses for the event. Gigi Gurefa is a fifth grader at Carpenter and the school's student body president.
It was really like surprising. Like, it's not what I thought I would be seeing. It looked like the moon, kind of. Like, it was like a crescent, but it was like bright yellow. And honestly, I'm really confused on how the glasses didn't totally like black out it. Like, it was really cool.
Fourth grader Ezra Goyal also watched the eclipse from Carpenter Elementary.
There's so much like materials and new stuff out there, and it's really fun to learn about that.
Here in Southern California, we were able to see a partial eclipse. About half of the sun was blocked out by the sun. But from parts of Mexico through Texas and northeast to Maine, millions experienced a total eclipse. LAist listener Eric Streit said he was in awe when he experienced totality in Mazatlan, Mexico.
There are over a million people's voices are yelling in unison at just the beauty and the darkness and the colors of the sky. We're seeing purples, pinks, blues, orange. It's just unbelievable.
LAist executive editor Megan Garvey was in Erie, Michigan to see the total eclipse.
The whole experience gave me a new appreciation for how powerful the sun is. Because up until just a few seconds before totality, it was still quite bright, just with a little sliver of the sun. You know, the frogs came out, and then suddenly it was daylight again. It was like within like the snap of a finger.
If you missed today's eclipse, the next total solar eclipse visible in the contiguous United States won't happen for another 20 years. NASA scientist Noah Pietro says that may feel like a long time from now.
But this eclipse, coupled with the annular eclipse we had last year and the total solar eclipse in 2017, is part of this great several years of solar lunar alignments. And so if people feel like they may have missed out on this eclipse, there are opportunities in the next several years to travel the globe.
The next total solar eclipse will be in 2 years and will be visible in Greenland, Iceland, Spain, Russia, and a part of Portugal. As for Southern California, the next total solar eclipse is forecast in the year 3000. Coming up, who will conduct an audit of LA's homelessness services? A judge decides tonight.
Support for LAist comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This fascinating exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. With over 200 prints on view, this exhibition offers insight into the artist's creative process and the full range of his expressive capacity. Now on view. More information at NortonSimon.org.
Imagine if you could charge your electric vehicle at the places you already love to eat, shop, and play. Whether you're at the movies, on your weekly grocery trip, or running errands at your local mall, Volta EV charging stations are built around your day-to-day and located in your community and nationwide. All you have to do is check in, plug in, and go about your day. It's EV charging made convenient. Download the Volta app to find your new favorite place to charge.
This is the LA Report. I'm Adolfo Guzman Lopez. In non-eclipse news, a federal judge is expected to choose an auditor this afternoon to carry out what could be the most comprehensive review in years of LA's response to homelessness. LAist reporter McKenna Sievertson has the details.
Three different teams made their bid for the audit late last week before U.S. District Court Judge David O. Carter. But Judge Carter confirmed to LAist that he needed at least the weekend to consider the choices. The audit is from an ongoing, years-long lawsuit filed by the LA Alliance for Human Rights against the city and county over its lack of progress on addressing homelessness. Judge Carter has warned all three teams that the chosen auditor will be tasked with stepping into problems that society hasn't been able to solve. I'm McKenna Sievertson.
And a temporary moratorium on dog breeding permits could soon go into effect in Los Angeles. The LA City Council would consider the ban tomorrow. The goal is to deal with too many dogs at the six municipal animal shelters. If the ordinance is approved, the moratorium could be lifted once shelters are at or below 75% capacity for three consecutive months. But it could be automatically reinstated if shelter capacity goes back up above 75%. If you suffer from allergies, chances are your symptoms have been flaring up. That's because it's tree pollen season. Plus, all the recent rain has made allergens more airborne. Jonathan Tam is an allergy specialist at Children's Hospital Los Angeles. Here's his advice for dealing with allergies this spring and summer.
As long as temperature permits, you know, keeping windows closed during those periods so that the pollens aren't coming into your bedroom and just depositing on your bed where you're breathing it in.
If you've tried different medications but still can't find relief, Tam says you may want to consider allergy testing. That could help pinpoint the issue. Go to LAist.com for other tips. Drivers heading to LAX this week should give themselves extra time. That's because construction crews are closing parts of Century Boulevard. Starting this morning, two east and westbound lanes on Century Boulevard at Concourse Way closed until Friday. LAX says traffic officers will be helping out to keep traffic flowing. Those lanes are expected to reopen Friday night at 7. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Adolfo Guzman Lopez. Be sure to listen this weekend when Julia Paskin brings you the LA Report. The LA Report is produced by Libby Rainey and Tiffany Uyije. Megan Garvey is the executive editor. Catherine Mailhouse is our director of content development. Our engineer is Tui Mao. Original music by Scott Kelly. We have more about today's stories at LAist.com. You can also listen live anytime on the LAist app or on the radio at 89.3 FM. Listeners like you help make the LA Report possible, so please donate at LAist.com/join. This podcast is supported by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe quality journalism makes Southern California a better place to live.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.